Hello everyone, my name is Adrian and I am excited to co-host today's episodes with my friend Megan. Welcome back to Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. This time we're going to be talking about something that's definitely affecting a lot of people right here in Norfolk, Virginia. And that's going to be the brand new cell phone policy set to go into effect in Norfolk Public Schools starting January 1st, 2025. That's right, big changes are coming. And the big thing everybody's talking about is this no cell from bell to bell, which honestly is pretty much what it sounds like, right?
Hi, I'm Megan, and you are correct, Adrian. There's no phones allowed during the school day. And that actually aligns with what Governor Youngkin's been trying to do across the state of Virginia to promote healthier learning environments. So Norfolk's really taking the lead here, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where on the surface, you kind of go like, no phones in school. But I think it's interesting to look at why now? You know, where is this coming from? And it's actually pretty straightforward, and this is brand new. This policy was just reviewed by the school board in November and shared with stakeholders for their input. And the board is set to vote on the policy in December. So this is like a real hot off the press kind of thing. But it's very much a direct response to Executive Order 33 that the governor put out.
I agree. And it's a good model, I think, for other school divisions across the state who are looking to implement similar policy.
For sure. So let's break it down. Like, really, what does this no cell phone from bell to bell actually look like in practice?
So essentially, students cannot use their cell phones or any personal electronic devices at all during the school day. At all.
And when you say school day, what are the specifics?
Here, let me break it down. Norfolk Public Schools has four different types of school days. So high school students, middle school students, elementary school students, and K-8 students all have slightly different start and end times. And so the policy specifically outlines the various start and end times according to the school's staggered schedules.
It's very clear. There's no wiggle room. There's no, like, oh, but I was just going to put it in my pocket.
It's very clear. And that's because they want to make sure there's no confusion. And that everybody understands what the expectations are.
Can I just have my cell phone in my pocket?
No, it's got to be out of sight, stored away before you enter the school building.
So what we're talking about is that the electronic devices must be in your bag or book bag, and before you even enter the school building.
That's correct. The policy also states that personal electronic communication devices, and they fall under the same rules. Okay, so no smartwatches, no headphones, no earbuds, no AirPods.
All right, so I mean, there's going to be some people who hear this and think this is a little harsh, you know, like, what's the point of this? So like, really break down for us why they're doing this. Like, what's the reasoning? What are they hoping to achieve?
I mean, it's not about being harsh. I think what they really want to focus on is creating that better learning environment. And I think if you look at the policy document, it talks about reducing distractions in the classroom, which is huge.
I understand. As an adult, it is hard to focus when your phone's buzzing. So like, imagine being a kid and you've got like all this stuff coming at you all the time.
Exactly. And not just the buzzing and the notifications, but also, you know, the temptation to just check social media really quick or respond to a text message. And so by removing that, they really want to protect student mental and physical health. There's a lot of research out there that shows how constant cell phone use can negatively impact things like sleep, attention span, and even self-esteem.
Right. Like, how many times have we seen kids, like, comparing themselves to what they see on Instagram?
All the time.
Yeah. And it could be tough, you know, like as an adult, it's tough. So like, imagine you're still developing and like, that's what you're seeing all the time.
And so by giving students a break from that during the school day, they're really hoping to kind of create a more level playing field and reduce some of that social pressure. And ultimately, of course, it's about ensuring uninterrupted instructional time.
Right. So that teachers can actually teach. And students can actually learn. We don't want distractions. We want everybody to be able to focus. But what about, like, you know, legit communication? Sure. Like, what if there is a family emergency or a student needs to get in touch with their parents or whatever?
Well, the policy does address that. The school will still have phones for students to access in case of emergencies. They'll have them in the main office. They'll be in the counseling office and in the nurse's office. So students can use those phones when they need to. And if there is an emergency, you know, a family emergency, the school really stresses that parents and guardians should contact the school office directly.
Okay, so they can get in touch with the student that way. So it's really about Like making sure everybody's on the same page about how communication happens during the school day.
Right.
Exactly. I think this is a big change, right?
It's a significant shift.
And I think what's really interesting about it is that it's not just like no phones because we said so. You know, Norfolk Public Schools has really put a lot of thought into why they're doing this and how it's going to benefit teaching and learning. They even made this amazing public service announcement video titled No Cell from Bell to Bell. It's all over social media and Channel 47.
As well as robocalls, emails, and text messages to all stakeholders. And I think it reflects a growing awareness, not just in Norfolk Public Schools, but nationwide. Yeah. And I think this is just the beginning. We're going to see more and more schools adopting similar policies in the coming years.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with this Executive Order 33 coming down from the state level, I think we're going to see this kind of trickle-down effect, and it'll be interesting to see how this changes, like not just what happens in the classroom, but also like how kids interact with each other when they're not on their phones.
You know, will we see more face-to-face interaction and more student engagement in extracurricular activities? It's going to be fascinating to watch how this all unfolds in Norfolk Public Schools.
Absolutely. And of course, this all starts January 1st, 2025, after the holiday break.
So parents, students, teachers, everybody's got a little bit of time to prepare for No Cell from Bell to Bell.
That's right, and that's exactly what we're focusing on today. And for all the specifics, visit the Norfolk Public Schools website, where you can easily access the full policy document. Once again, starting January 1st, 2025, all cell phones and personal electronic devices will be off limits, No Cell. From Bell to Bell, let's create an environment that's focused, connected, and ready for success. Hey, thanks for joining us on Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. Until next time, stay engaged and stay inspired.